Let's compose ourselves. So we're going to do the Tonglen practice a little bit like we did the compassion practice, simply for a person whom we know who is suffering. And we begin by just feeling for a moment how wonderful it would be if everyone was free from suffering and they could find lasting happiness. And so our intention is to try to bring happiness and remove suffering. And now we let all of the thoughts and feelings and images in our mind melt away and vanish and just rest in a state of awareness. If you like, bring your mind back to the in-breath and the out-breath. So first we notice the atmosphere and the feeling of the mood around us. And consider that as we breathe in a dark, hot, heavy feeling, feeling of claustrophobia. And as we breathe out light, cool, calm, fresh, spacious, open feeling. So we breathe in this heavy, dark feeling of air, and breathe out lightness and openness. Now we imagine someone that we care for who is suffering in some way. We try to imagine them vividly, place where they are, clothes they're wearing. Then we try and imagine what their suffering is. It could be physical pain, it could be anxiety, We try to feel a little bit the quality of that pain, distress. We wish that they could be free from that suffering. We wish that we could help. Now we imagine that their pain and suffering gathers together into a cloud of hot, dark, dirty smoke. As we breathe in, we imagine that cloud of black smoke comes towards us. It leaves them, it comes towards us. And we breathe it in through our nostrils. It comes inside us, to the level of our heart, where it completely evaporates all of our self-centeredness, self-cherishing. So with the in-breath, we just try to imagine that. The dark cloud comes in. It frees the person from their suffering. And it destroys our self-centeredness. Now we can imagine that the self-centeredness has disappeared. And our fundamental goodness is there. Revealed. We can imagine a brilliant white light in our heart. And when we breathe out, we imagine we send out brilliant white cooling light. As we breathe out, the person we imagine breathes it in. So we are sending out this brilliant light, which is peace, joy, happiness, long life, good health, and ultimate well-being. It is love, warm-heartedness. So we imagine the white light going out with our out-breath. And imagine that person breathing in all of that well-being and healing. as they breathe it in, we feel that all of their suffering, all of their history of unfortunate, unskillful actions are all removed. And we feel that all of their desires, all their needs are being met. They're receiving everything they ever longed for. So as we breathe in, we imagine the dark cloud coming in. Dissolving self-centeredness. Freeing the person from suffering and distress. As we breathe out, we imagine the healing white light of happiness and well-being actually being received by them. Out of compassion, we take on the suffering. Out of love, we give all of our happiness, well-being, and merit. So gradually we develop the rhythm of breathing in the dark cloud of suffering. Freeing the person in front of us. Dissolving our self-cherishing. And as we breathe out, from the dazzling white light at our heart, imagine the healing white light of happiness goes and is received by the person in front of us. So now we picture the person in front of us again and feel a conviction that their suffering and its causes have all been healed and removed, and a sense of joy and celebration that they've been freed from suffering and pain. And now we imagine around that person everybody else in the whole world. And we imagine that we breathe in a dark cloud of all of their suffering. And we breathe out healing white light of happiness, which they all receive. And imagine them filled with joy. So now we let go of the picture in our mind and just rest our mind quietly. And just for a moment, let go of all the concepts of actor and action and the one who is acted upon. Then we would dedicate any benefit from this practice to everyone, everywhere, that they be free from suffering.